Chandler Jones on board with us right now, filling the chair that Julian just vacated for his wide receivers meeting. We'll get to football in a second here, Chandler.
Yeah, let's get to the most important
thing. Let's get to the important stuff. You know, in a weird way, this might actually turn out to be a good thing and benefit you, because now the postponement of the fight for your brother, John Bones Jones, is January the 6th. So if you guys take care of business here and win the division and get a bye, we're all going out to Vegas, right? You're chartering the plane. We're going out there. Big team meeting, team party.
Well, the biggest thing is
the three of us can sit in the back.
That's why I hate, you know, putting a schedule or a date on an injury or whenever he's going to heal. So the biggest thing is for him just to get healthy. But that does sound like a cool thing.
Oh, I thought I saw the date was January 6th. I thought that was the reschedule.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It is. But he broke his foot. I'm not sure if you heard about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So
he's not ducking him.
Right, he's not ducking him. Okay. I don't think he's ducking. I hope he's not ducking him.
No.
No.
Well, he didn't
never.
Break it all. Did he break it training?
Yeah, he was training. Okay. He was kicking, and he broke his foot. So that's very unfortunate. You know, my prayers are with him, but he'll be all right.
Now, how are he and Cormier going to regenerate this? How is that going to happen? How are they going to be able to start up this hype again after it reached such a fever pitch before?
Well, they might have to fight at the next face-off, so.
Yeah, we'll be waiting for that. We'll try and figure out some sort
hopefully,
excuse.
Right. Hopefully John can start the shove this time and –
Good call.
And be the initiated. So,
so you guys, obviously, defense had a great, you guys' first time out there this week. You know, obviously practicing against the Redskins and against the Eagles. What'd you guys think overall of your performance, the starters?
We can always do better. Honestly, I feel like there's always room for improvement. You know, there's no perfect football team. You know, I know there's undefeated teams, and there's, you know, that there's old teams that have been undefeated, but there's no perfect football team. You know, there's always areas where we can get better, and that goes for everyone.
You know, 18 snaps for you. I mean, I think everybody looked out there, and obviously the first defense, I think, played very well. You weren't out there for that long. It seemed like the offense had the ball the whole time. But 18 snaps, about right what you thought going in, or is it more of just whenever they take me out, I'm good?
It's whenever they take me out, to be honest with you. You know, playing here is it's very fun. And, you know, a lot of the times, you know, people talk about how many snaps I have during the regular season. And that's all credited to whatever Coach Belichick says, you know. Going into the game, I didn't know how long I was going to play. And whenever, you know, Bill Belichick says I'm done, I'm done.
No surprises from seeing those guys during the week in practice? Do you have any kind of breaking out, any cover, different, you know, protection packages or anything like that?
No, it was pretty much the same. It was pretty much all the same. You know, there's certain looks that we got in practice that we did get in the game. No, not a lot of surprises. Not personally, no, I didn't have any.
Chandler Jones with us on our Patriots Monday on Middays with MFB. One area that might be a focal point going into the third preseason game for the defense anyway, is it covering the tight end, doing a better job against the tight ends?
You know, that's we try to find every week in and week out, we try to find, you know, certain strong points or certain weaknesses in our defense and try to get better. And I feel like that's every good defense. You don't want any weaknesses at all. So, it's my job personally sometimes to cover the tight end, and I have to do a better job at that.
It looked like on a number of occasions Philadelphia is doing whatever it can, and they're known for this, to try to create mismatches with exotic looks, like having wide receivers in the backfield and things like that. Is it tough to use them as a template to build off of for the next week because they do so many different things when it comes to trying to create those mismatches when you look at film?
I feel like that's just something that we have to prepare for, to be honest with you. You know, like you said, the wide receivers being lined up in the backfield as a running back. That's not a look that was foreign to us. I mean, they did that in practice. So that's just something you have to prepare for and get ready for.
Chandler, what's the deal with the hands to the face, the legal contact with hands to the face? Now, I know sometimes it just happens, right? I mean, you're hand fighting, you're trying to get across, you're trying to rip, do whatever. You're accidentally going to, you know, hit somebody's face mask. So how much does that affect your game, worrying about, okay, I can't actually do what I want to do because I don't want to get a penalty, but at the same time, it affects your pass rush ability?
That's a very tough one. You know, being a pass rusher in this league, you don't want to run off the ball thinking about, oh, my God, I don't want to get my hands in this guy's face. That should be the last thing that should be on your mind. You know, first your assignment, your alignment, and then getting off the ball and doing your job. That goes along with assignment. But you, as a pass rusher, you just want to go out there and do whatever you can to get to the other side, to get to the quarterback. So running off the ball, thinking about that, I haven't really thought about it too much because a lot of my moves are a lot of counter moves, so I don't really start with slapping in the guy's face. But it goes for both sides of the ball. So
no, I know you don't. There is no head slapping anymore. But right. It seems like they're so quick to throw those penalties on the offensive lineman. If you're just hitting somebody in the chest and your hand that kind of slips up, it just happens. I mean, what have they been trying to do, I guess, to make you guys more aware of it?
Just start your punch lower, you know, when you're an offensive lineman. I feel like you should punch lower because, there's been a few times this preseason where there's been that call has been called a few times. And actually, I feel like it's a little advantageous to the defense, and I enjoy it. I mean, we have something.
You're not going
to
go hockey player on us, though, and, like, snap your head back to the Canadians or anything like that.
Soccer player.
Try to sell it a little bit.
No, do a little flapping. Do a little Ekman class.
Wait, so we were just talking to Julian, obviously, on that side of it, as far as the flags that are being thrown left and right. I mean, it's just, we were talking before, flag football, NFL rules. Mm-hmm. What's it like for you, defensive lineman? Is it just, is that difficult to see? Does that ruin, like, the pace of the game for you?
This last game, I know you saw all the flags that I know from the beginning of the game, like you said. I felt like our offense was on the field for a long time, that first quarter. But it does change the pace of the game, I feel like. You know, there's nothing anyone could do about it. You know, I'm not going against it or anything. You know, it's a new rule and you have to go by it. There's new rules. But I feel like it changed the pace of the game. You know, sometimes it's three and out, and then all right, now there's a penalty, so now it's third down again. And you know, you kind of get ready to get warmed up, and then you kind of cool down, and then you got to get warmed up again. So it's kind of like up and down. But I enjoy it. It's cool.
Chandler Jones with us. What does Bill say to a player who gets an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty? And what did he say to you guys, if anything, after he got his on the sideline?
do as I say, not as I do.
You know, we haven't talked about that, but
of course
that usually when the player gets, you know, a personal foul, like I said, a player gets a personal foul. I feel like a lot of those are things that can be controlled. You know, a lot of things that are careless mistakes or some things that aren't uncalled for. I know sometimes you get, you know, in the heat of the game or, you know, something happens where you get a little emotional, you do an extra sub, and that's a personal foul. That's something you can honestly control, you know. It's your job to walk away and, you know, try to get the guy the next play in a positive way, you know, to make a play in their backfield. But when you have a careless mistake or a play where, you know, it's just unnecessary roughness or hitting a guy out of bounds, those are things that you can't control.
You think this week, given the last 2 weeks, you've gone up against the Redskins, gone up against the Eagles in practice. Is that advent? Do you like doing that? And how different this week will be when it's just you guys?
Well, you know what? I kind of like our first two preseason games. That it's like that. You know, we get a chance to practice against the guys before you get to play them on the, you know, the third or fourth day of practice. Well, I feel like that kind of gets you in the groove, you know. The first 2 weeks of preseason, you kind of get a feel of the guy before you get to actually play against him under the lights. And this third week, you know, we're not practicing against anyone. We're just going to go out there and play against Carolina. I honestly feel like it gets you more, you know, ready for the season. You know, during the season, you're not going to go out. Like week one, we play Miami. We're not going to practice against Miami. So, you know, you have to do it based on what you see and what they've done thus far or what you've seen just on basic film study.
Were you surprised that there weren't, like, any fights? I didn't feel like there was any fights the past 2 weeks. And you look at what's going on down in California with the Oakland Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys, fans jumping in and getting in on the fight. I mean, is it something that you guys just, the coaches, like, hammer into your head, listen, be respectful. If you feel like you're getting irritated with somebody, just pull back, step away from the situation? Or is it more brother-in-law situation out there?
We try to take care of each other as brothers. You know, we at the end of the day, we are teammates. You know, fights do occur. It's part of the sport. Fights do happen. But we're like a family out there, to be honest with you, over here at the Patriots, and we're not condoning any fights.
Did somebody for the Redskins or the Eagles, was there a guy on either one of those teams that was really starting to get under somebody's skin? You were like, well, we might have to, like, you know, control the situation.
No, it was thank God, and fortunately, there was never a situation.
And who would have to regulate that? Would you be the regulator in that situation?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I know I am John Bones Jones's brother. So.
Do people expect you to be that guy? Do they just by the fact that you are his brother? Go, listen, there's the one guy I don't want to mess with.
You know, I would say out of, you know, this is my third year in the NFL. This is going into my third season, and I would say throughout my whole football career, I've never been tried to. Someone never tried to fight me, and I don't know if it's because of that reason. Well, John Bones Jones. Well, actually, I'm going to let you guys know now. He does show me some moves, so I got a little.
See, there you go. That's why nobody's challenging you. You're like, the fight would be over in like a second.
Like a school kid. My brother's going to kick you a butt.
Right. I know a little something.
You have to answer to Arthur and Bones Jones.
Yeah. So. Well, tell him to get healthy, okay?
I will do. Thank you, guys.
Stay healthy, and thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Chandler Jones for our Patriots Monday, as always, here from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.